that strike you most are probably the wood decorations, a lot of carved wood, and some beautiful stained glass windows, both noteworthy. These are the things that mostly capture my attention in the church. And a lot of the wood was actually done, carved in Europe, not all of it, because we had some, I understand, some fine woodworkers here in Cleveland. The windows in those days are not the same ones that we have today. They were, the original windows were not much compared to what we have today. What we have today came in the early 20th century. But the original windows, I understand, were much less impressive.
Now, were the stained glass windows from, were they made in the United States, or were they made in Europe also?
They were made in Europe. They were made at the Meyer Studio in Munich, Germany. And those windows that we have today were put in I believe, around 1911, the year 1911. Total cost was about $11,000 in those days.
How about the organ?
Well, the organ, we are proud of our organ. I'm told that the original was a Johnson organ, and then it was reworked by Mr. Holtkamp, the Holtkamp Organ Company still exists today. Now, when that, I forget the date of that, but he reworked it. And then after a period of years, it needed to be reworked. And we have worked on it since I've been here in the last 23 years. We have worked on it steadily and put it into good condition. It's kind of an eclectic organ now, I suppose, originally Johnson and then Holtkamp, and then other things have been done to it, which I don't fully understand, but I'm told it's in good condition, and we have a man who can play it well and gets a lot out of the organ.
And it's a regular, it's a pipe organ.
It's a pipe organ, yes.
It's not one of these electronic.
No, it's a pipe organ.